Welcome to Worker Movement, a podcast dedicated to the working class, a podcast dedicated to raising class consciousness. This podcast is for you, for us, for the worker.
There have been news reports recently that California has decided to cancel all back rent. All rent that is owed by tenants will be absolved by a funding bill at the federal level, and California has decided upon itself to use that money to cancel renters' debt. On paper, this sounds like a good idea. For the most part, just aligns with the traditional Democratic strategy of doing as little as possible, placating the masses, and hoping that the working class doesn't rise up and demand better class conditions. So what is California actually doing?
I think they have a pool of money, and I believe that if you owe rent, you're able to go out and seek payment of your back rent in this pool of money to pay your landlord. Yeah, who's the champion of this? Who's going to make sure that people can apply? How do you know if you qualify? Like, do you qualify with an income-based thing? Is it neoliberal policies again, where they say things like, oh yeah, if you're less than $80 million a year, you can apply? Or is it one of those where it's blanket? I don't know.
So this new program seems to be a little bit more fluid and not locked in. There appears to be an ongoing negotiation in the California legislature with the governor about what the actual details of this complete debt cancellation are. But the previous, I guess, rent moratorium or tenant relief act that was passed around January did have significant means testing, and it required you to work with your landlord to come up with some viable solution to your inability to pay, and it required everybody to work together in some kumbaya. So I would assume that the new plan would in some way, shape, or form align with that and just be means tested and neoliberal. But we don't necessarily know the details. This seems to be a direct cash transfer from the government of California to landlords.
It's essentially a Wall Street bailout, except now it's landlord bailout. These large companies, they may be insolvent or they may not have the ability to pay because they've went 8 months without 30% of their rental pay or whatever that number happens to be. So essentially, instead of you having a collapse of the rental market, you're just going to prop it up by giving everybody money.
So capital benefits.
Capital benefits 100%, because this is an investment. Landlords are not in it because they like the tenants. Landlords are not in this because they love society and they don't want you homeless. Landlords are in it because they can steal money from you because they had access to capital to buy land and you did not.
So this entire program just incidentally benefits poor people then.
It goes back to the idea that the neoliberals or the democratically, you know, elected fascists, their job right now is to placate the masses. And essentially, they're doing all the bidding of capital, but they're wrapping in the positivity of, oh, we're going to help the worker. But this doesn't help the worker because I haven't seen anything yet about safeguards. Like, what happens if they apply for this grant and they're denied? What happens if they apply for the grant and they are approved and then 3 months later they get evicted anyways? Or they can't pay their rent in 3 months? Like, did they just choose to live in a place that they couldn't afford? Or was there actual capitalistic circumstances that prevented them from living?
Yeah, at the end of the day, what's the difference between getting evicted now and being poor versus getting evicted in 3 months? Nothing materially changes from the perspective of the renter, whether it is an eviction now or an eviction in 3 months. There's little difference. Yeah, you get to kick the can down the road for 3 months, but having your debt absolved now or in 3 months, who cares? You're still locked into the same capitalistic cycle where you don't have enough money to progress beyond this cycle of you don't have enough money for rent, you don't have enough money for food, housing is only going to increase in price, and you're just locked into the cycle. So capital allowing you to absolve your debt doesn't really change the cycle for you, but it allows these basically large corporations that are doing like mass landlording to clear their books, get back to solvency on paper, and further clamp down and increase profitability of landlording.
Everybody wants to think that Warren Buffett's a good person, but he's actually CEO of Berkshire Hathaway, which is one of the largest, you know, landowners/landlords in the country. They don't give a shit. He doesn't give a shit about you. He might come off on TV of saying, oh, the poor person. Oh no, look at how much taxes they have to pay. He doesn't give a shit. He's doing it to placate the masses. He needs to be, in capital's point of view, the good cop. And there's a bad cop on the other side. That's like Sheldon Adelson.
He gone.
He doesn't care, but capital needs two sides in order to minimize the argument or minimize the ability to argue about this. So he's the good cop. He still rips you off every day. He doesn't care. But guess what he gets to do? He gets to champion the worker and say, we should absolve all their rent. And then we should get rid of unemployment at the same time so they can get their lazy asses back to work so they can pay their landlords. That's a literal conversation I had. People complaining that restaurants couldn't actually seat everybody because there wasn't enough worker. But luckily in September, unemployment goes away so they can get back to work, so they can go back out to eat.
So the premise of this is that if we absolve worker debts, they'll have more of an opportunity to participate in consumerism and expend money for the benefit of capital.
Absolutely. And that leads to the next segment, which is, why hasn't Joe Biden canceled student debt yet?
So the renter's debt that California has chosen to do very clearly helps the worker and is framed in a favorable manner. And Biden could do the literal same thing with student debt relief by signing an executive order that eliminates all federally held debt. But he hasn't done it.
Literally, he can absolve the debt.
What's the holdup, Jack?
Because he's a conservative piece of shit who doesn't care about the workers. That's what the holdup is. On paper, he's going to say stuff like, we got to worry about the debt. We got to worry about, you know, the fairness of other people who paid off their student loans. Guess what? The people that paid off their student loans, there's only a very small percentage who actually started off in a very deep hole and dug their way out and paid it off. Most everybody else came from an upper crust family who were able to go to college and didn't accrue any debt because their parents were able to put away money for them to go to college or pay for it cash in hand. They were already given the benefit of not stressing about college debt and probably not eating ramen every day for dinner. So guess what? Who gives a shit? Absolve it all. Because that $1 trillion goes right back into the other workers' pockets because they can go out and spend again. And capital will be happy.
So the entire premise behind the debt cycle is that you can't escape the cycle because you're still in debt. And the debt perpetuates. Whoever owns the loan is effectively making money, whether that's housing debt, whether that's student debt, whether it's car debt, auto debt, whatever the debt is. The threshold of actually getting clear of having debt is an incredibly high burden that most people are not able to break. And if Biden were to just cancel the debt, it's not like this money would disappear and people would put it in their bank account and not spend it. They would go buy dumb shit and be consumers because that's what the American person is conditioned to do.
Yeah, what's the first thing that you get at the claim bankruptcy? You get a bunch of credit cards in the mail because they know a high interest credit card can't be cleared off your debt for 8 more years. And if you had to sign up for it and you're stuck in a debt cycle, because now they can garnish your wages. There's nothing you can do about it because it takes 8 years for you to be able to file again. 7 years on your credit report, 8 years to file again. It's presumably a debt cycle that prevents you from filing bankruptcy more than 4 times really in your lifetime. And student loans don't count because it's federal debt and you can no longer claim bankruptcy on student debt.
From Biden's perspective, there's no electoral or political reason not to cancel student loan debt. Is there? I don't think there's any political reason not to do this.
52% of the population when polled, and who knows the plus or minus numbers on the polling, right, said they're in favor of canceling all student debt. And that is because, quite literally, somebody knows somebody who is drowning in debt. Less than 100% of the population has enough money to pay for any tragedy. And that's the problem. That's the literal issue, is that you know somebody. Whether or not it's a grandparent who knows a grandkid, whether or not it's your cousin, whether or not it's your friend, whether or not it's you, somebody knows somebody who is severely behind on their loans and or never finished a degree because they couldn't actually get enough loan money to finalize it, which means they have all the student debt without a degree, so they can't actually make the money that they were promised they would make if they went to college. Biden has no reason besides just being a fucking asshole. I don't know why he's not canceling it. I think I know why. The debt servicers are going to lose money if he cancels it. But cancellation and transferring $1 trillion of money from the treasury into the hands of the holders are different, but have the same end point here.
So because it's federal debt, it's just La La Land money. And if you were to just basically delete 12 zeros from a Excel spreadsheet and a 1, like nothing fundamentally changes. Other than, like you said, the debt service companies don't make their small percentage rake on harassing people to give them some piece of their income.
Yeah, I mean, quite honestly, if it's future payments, I mean, it's future paid over 20 years or 30 years, depending on what age you were and how much debt you have and blah, 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 income-based repayment and all that stuff. Arguably, the government doesn't actually see any major amounts of money from this. It's take that number divided by 30, and that's really what they see every year. They're just ripping you off by charging you interest. The federal government is conducting basically wage slavery on you, because they have an interest rate that's higher than the discount rate at the Federal Reserve, which means they're profiting off of majority of the workforce, literally taxing you for going to college. They should have been paid out of taxes anyways from the billionaire class. They're literally stealing from you every single day. And that realization I think I just had, which actually makes me really fucking mad that I never thought about that before, because I never actually went down that rabbit hole of, wait a minute, if it's above the discount rate, that means that they're making money on us. And what the fuck is going on here? That's crazy to me.
So student loans are a literal tax on people that were poor that went to school.
Yes, because if you have student loans, that means you are not rich enough to have your school paid for you by your parents. And the lottery that they pitch you worker against worker, student against student for the grants and the scholarships, that pittance that you get, I mean, that is to rake the trash heap of civilization to pull out a few gems. I mean, that's literally what it is. It's designed to reward those that capital feels that within the worker class will make a difference for the capitalists. That's why it's there.
So Biden has absolutely no incentive to change the student loan system into what we just discussed should be a literal tax on billionaires to pay for education instead of a literal tax on poor people to pay for their own education, because Biden's getting his marching orders from not the working class, but from capital. And electorally, this seems like a really stupid decision, because who is going to support the Democratic Party in the midterm elections as a result of Biden effectively doing nothing to help anybody?
I don't know what the fuck is going on with the Democratic Party. They are so inept, or I'll take it the other way. They are so, I guess, good at doing nothing, but pretending they're doing something. The art form at which the Democrats look like they're just fucking weak to placate capital is just as good as the art form of convincing a bunch of morons that they're going to be a revolutionary force at the Capitol and getting 500 of your supporters arrested. This type of theater is so wonderful because from the point of view of the press and most people, the Democratic Party is fighting really, really hard to stop the filibuster. As a worker, the Democratic Party is not helping you. They pretend they are because, again, the pendulum swings one way, the capitalists come in and they basically just rape the soul of the worker. They just steal from them with cutting your support and cutting taxes for themselves and just destroying the working class. And then Dems come in and they try to placate you by giving you back a partial amount of what was taken from you. So the fascists overreach, the other fascists give you a little bit back so you don't go buy a gun with your Biden bucks.
That's effectively what California is doing with rent.
Yeah.
The system overreached. There's an entire class of individuals in California and across the nation that are so poor that they can't pay their rent. And their elite level of poorness is actually affecting capital. And the corrective action is to just fix it so that capital isn't impacted long term. Same premise applies to student debt, but Biden's not going to do it because he's an idiot and wants to piss off his Democratic base, I guess, and lose the midterms. It's all under this facade of having the Democratic Party be the party of the working class, even though they don't do anything. And the best example of this was what perhaps happened on June 22nd, where the Senate voted on voting rights improvements, and they lost with 50 votes because the entire Republican Party filibustered. But don't worry, Joe Manchin stood up there and said, I will support this bill, but I won't support this bill by eliminating the filibuster. I think for an entire generation, this might be a day to remember in the context of the Dems had the opportunity to do something. And for the most part, who gives a shit about voting improvements, because all of this stuff is just brain dead fucking simple and it should have happened 80 years ago. But this is, I guess, what people are hanging their hopes and dreams on. If we can't get absentee voting as a federal law, how are we going to get health care for anybody? So this is an absolutely small ass low bar that the Dems can't even cross. I think this is a very overt demonstration that the Dems do not care about the well-being of anybody. Like Obama fucked up healthcare in 2008, this might be the shining example on a hill of Biden not giving a rat's ass about the population in 2021.
Obama not only fucked up healthcare in 2008, or 9, I guess, really. He also just fucked up voting rights bill and the filibuster reform by saying he supports Manchin's rollback of the extreme filibuster in order to get bipartisan support. Fuck Barack Hussein Obama. And I'm saying that jokingly because everybody uses Hussein because they're racist, but actually just fuck Barack Obama. He's a piece of shit. He basically took the hopes and dreams of a bunch of moderate Democrats and some leftists and some progressive, I guess, AOCs out there, and like convinced them that if they just waited around for 10 years with him or 8 years with him, he'd help you. And then guess what? What happened? Nothing. And then you got Trump, which then Capitol rolled back all your rights. And now what do you got? You got Biden. Nothing's going to happen. No one's going to vote for fucking Biden. The Republican Party is going to convince a bunch of hillbilly union workers that they're the party for the worker. And the Dems are going to lose the midterms and lose the House. And guess what happens? We have another stalled 2 years until 2024 when dementia-ridden Joe Biden gets to go against dementia-ridden Trump. Talking about Democrats losing to Republicans on this voting rights bill, there's an actual headline from our best friends over at theterribleindependent.co.uk that says, Republicans defeat critical voting rights bill as White House warns democracy is in peril. What's funny about that is, A, Republicans defeated a voting rights bill, but B, the democracy's in peril statement means that the Democrats can't win unless there's protected voting rights, which means Republicans can't win unless they defeat things like voting bills. So it's actually literal game theory here.
Are you going to be able to sleep tonight? Because you're so concerned about democracy.
Yeah, democracy dies in darkness.
Careful, or Jeff Bezos will come back to you once he goes to space.
God, I hope that goes well for him. The Dems had an opportunity to take away the filibuster and roll back like landmark reforms. They could have killed the filibuster and rolled back all the tax breaks for the wealthy, but they haven't. So what have the Dems actually done for us lately?
So I don't think the Dems have done anything. And if you're a voter and you're half paying attention, which is what most voters do, they don't know what the news cycle is. They get their news from Yahoo. It's corporate propaganda. They're led to believe that China created COVID in a lab and that it didn't come from aliens, which is obviously where it happened.
Duh.
Which is why you see all the UFO news, right? Because it's really aliens. If you're just an average voter and you get all your news from propaganda, you're led by the propaganda to believe that Joe Biden has done amazing things. But at what point do you require results? You're getting results in California, your debt is absolved, and that appears to be helpful, but like we talked about, it doesn't actually change anything. You're still beholden to the debt cycle, but it feels better. And if all Biden is offering and all the Democratic Party is offering is this notion of you feel better, at what point does that catch up with them? At what point can we expect the Dems to actually do something that materially improves the lives of their constituency? We just saw the voting rights bill get shot down by a filibuster. What is the expectation going forward that the Dems are actually going to help you? Doesn't that entire facade crumble at some point? And then, like you said, we're left with, well, the opposition is Republicans. And without COVID, maybe everything was fine. So we're going to go back to voting for Republicans again. That's going to be the pendulum swinging. And the Dems are going to be completely fucking blown away when this happens.
They're going to have no idea what hit them because there's a bunch of moronic House members who have no idea about politics. They got elected in because they're in a blue district, not because they're good at politicking. And they're going to get their asses handed to them. They're not going to know what happened. The only way you get past this is to hold people accountable. If you're like the DSA, it's really important that we write letters.
Write a letter to your incompetent congressman. Let them know how you feel.
You sit down and you write a letter in cursive, front and back. We all know through DSA training and Alinsky training in Chicago that the only way for us to do stuff is to, like Alinsky said, form and fight like an anarchist would and then stop engaging and let other people fight for you so that nothing ever gets fucking done. And write a letter so that you can mail it with the post office, because not only is you mailing a letter, it helps the post office, but guess what? Your congressperson is going to read your letter instead of getting donations.
Instead of being in a call center, literally soliciting money from corporations.
And then I want you to go out and I want you to vote, because electoralism works every single time.
Federal electoralism works, and that's what we want you to put all of your eggs in that basket.
Please and thank you. And that's how we're going to win. And what I just said to you is quite literally what shit libs believe. That whole entire ridiculous rant where it's condescending and patronizing is quite literally how the DSA and other shit libs think that this action is meant to be. The fundamental thing to change what Biden's doing is stop thinking that the federal government, through the Democratic Party, is going to help you. Because that's fundamentally never going to happen. Because they're going to drag this out. I guarantee this. There will be another vote on this Voting Rights Act in probably September. Maybe not even till October. Why? Because we got a summer break coming up. We have to get past Labor Day. And then it'll be in October. And then guess what happens? It's the 2022 election cycle, and nothing has been done in an entire year. That's going to happen. And the only way for us to really fight back is to fight back locally, because we have to build up candidates who really want to see success. And if it's true that the legislature in California is able to cancel the debt for those for those millions of people that are in California, then it's true that if you control the state government, you can actually do something that's important to the people around you. And that's why we stress running locally, because the local governments are the ones that can help the most.
For future episodes and to learn more about the worker movement, join us at workermovement.com.